This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene. How are you?
Good and you, and our Shin Bet is very good. I know it's not in the list of topics, but in the last couple of hours, the Shin Bet, or the Shabak as they are known here, our security agency has said that they have uncovered an attempt by Hamas to set up a terror cell in the West Bank aimed at carrying out, in their words, severe terror attacks in Israel. And they say that the operatives of Hamas's military wings, Azadin al-Qassam, have recruited members in the West Bank and have trained them on preparing explosive devices and setting crowded areas as targets. In other news also with regards to Hamas, and this coming from the IDF, the IDF military censor has asked people please not to share any information on social media they have about the November 11th Special Forces raid inside the Gaza Strip, in which Lieutenant Colonel M was killed. This is after Hamas has allegedly published photographs that are allegedly to be of the soldiers involved in the operation. So this is coming from the IDF center. They are appealing to everybody, to Israelis, to everybody, to anybody who's active on social media, and this is quite unusual. But they have said Hamas is working now to interpret and understand the event that occurred within Gaza on November the 11th, and every piece of information, even if it is considered by the publisher as harmless, is liable for endangering human lives and damaging the security of the state. Now, Kath, you and I actually had a chat about this the day after this event took place, about how sometimes in our eagerness to get Israel's story across, we don't take into account the fact that some of the information could be sensitive, and even though we might think it's insignificant or we're doing our part to advocate for Israel, sometimes we need to self-censor a little bit. And you would have seen this again when we had the barrage of 460 rockets coming from Gaza into Israel, the army saying we are not publishing communities that have been hit, because this does affect the targeting of Hamas of Israeli civilian infrastructure.
It's interesting, Rolene, because I'm looking at the Times of Israel. It's open in front of me now, and there's a front page shot of faded out faces that have been published by Hamas. So they truly are going out of their way to try and get that information out there.
Absolutely. So, you know, we can do our bit for Israel, for the IDF, and certainly for our brave soldiers by respecting their privacy, respecting their security, and just at very sensitive times being cognizant of the fact that even what we think might be innocent could really endanger their lives.
Rolene, I want to talk about the JCC. I want to talk about the American Israeli who has autism, who very stupidly, or maybe with intention, caused a lot of mayhem by false bomb alerts. He was sentenced today.
Yes, he was sentenced today to 10 years in prison, and he's 20 years old. He holds dual American-Israeli citizenship, and, you know, some of you may be familiar with the case, I think, it was last year, where there were several hoax calls made to Jewish community centers all over the U.S. about anonymous packages, bomb scares, and in this climate, especially in the United States now, because it doesn't matter where you sit geographically on the planet, we are seeing a great surge in anti-Semitism. I think not a day goes by where we're not hearing it, least in the last 2 weeks, of yet another American university campus defaced with swastikas or hateful graffiti. But in this case, these were bomb hoaxes, and he was sentenced today. His name is being withheld again by a gag order in Israel, and this is also because he was diagnosed with autism and is rumored to also be suffering from a brain tumor. And his parents and his attorney have argued in court that this has impacted his behavior, that should this not be his medical condition, perhaps he wouldn't have behaved like this. But Judge Zvi Gerfinkel, who presided over the legal proceedings, he did acknowledge the medical condition, but he concluded that he was still responsible for his actions and understood the basic difference between right and wrong. So he has been sentenced to 10 years, in prison with an additional fine of 60,000 Israeli shekels. And this is actually 3 years longer than the 7 years that the prosecution had asked for. So what Justice Gerfinkel has ruled is that his term will be counted as starting from his arrest in March 2017. And he's been found guilty of hundreds of counts of extortion, publishing false information that caused panic, computer offenses, money laundering, and of course, the other bomb hoax calls.
Wow, but Rolene, I mean, the guy, like you said, has autism, brain tumors, tried to kill himself apparently 5 times already. This is not looking good. This is another Ben Zigier about to happen.
Well, this is, you know, even I myself, I'm not a Supreme Court justice, but I'm also quite surprised at the severity of the sentence, given that he, you know, that he does have a presiding medical condition.
Yeah, yeah. Rolene, there's lots to talk about, but we've got Danny Kane's studio and Kathy is chomping at the bit to chat to him. So that's where we're going to leave it. And we will catch up with you next week.